Brad Brinker is in Michigan for the day to take in the sights. He flew his plane from Pennsylvania to Dundee in the southeast corner of Michigan. Now he's standing next to a waterfall that spills into a pond filled with trout and aquatic plants.
We were always impressed by the size of the mountain and the animals they have. That's why we're here.
The mountain is fake. The water, pumped in. The animals, stuffed. This is Cabela's, a 225,000-square-foot retail temple to the outdoors. It's the home of 65,000 gallons of aquariums, dozens of game animals like caribou and mountain lions. There's a gun library and acres of fishing equipment and hunting gear.
Cabela's considers itself a tourist attraction as well as retail. And in all of our major sites, we've become one, if not the major tourist attraction in the state.
Steve Collins is the operations manager for Cabela's. He says the strategy for drawing tourists and shoppers hinges on careful placement of the store.
What we try to do is make them destination stores, so people have to go out of their way a little bit to get there. But once they get there, they're very easy to find. We're not in the middle of a mall. We're not in the middle of town where you have to try and find us. Once you get down that thoroughfare, we're usually right at the exit. You can't miss us.
Michigan's Cabela's store is easy to spot. You can see two 20-foot-tall bronze grizzlies from the highway locked in battle above a vast expanse of parking lot. The 5-acre store was built to look like a massive log cabin. It sits on a sweep of what used to be farmland. A U.S. highway feeds thousands of cars a day onto its property. It's a familiar strategy for big-box retailers such as Home Depot and Walmart. Land is generally cheaper and easier to acquire in rural areas. And some of these superstores and outlet malls have become destinations not just for shoppers, but for tourists. George Zimmerman directs Michigan's Travel Bureau.
I think in the last 10 years, on the national level, Mall of America, is an example of that. Certainly the outlet mall boom, is a big part of it. That certainly was a key point as far as retailing as a destination when those started popping up around the country.
But superstores and outlet malls give environmentalists headaches. They say stores that set up shop in undeveloped areas contribute to sprawl patterns that require expensive infrastructure. They can also sap resources from nearby cities and towns, although the business association near Cabela's Michigan store says the retailer has actually helped bring shoppers into the downtown area 5 miles away. Victoria Pebbles works on sustainable development issues for the Great Lakes Commission. Pebbles says there need to be disincentives for stores to locate in rural areas.
If there are disincentives, for example, through farmland protection programs and protection of natural features and cultural resources that are in our rural areas, then you can help to tip the scales a little bit.
Pebbles says right now there are few restrictions on developing farmland into shopping malls. Some states, such as Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, have set aside money to help local governments better coordinate land use planning. And Michigan recently set up a task force that will make land use policy recommendations to its legislature. In the meantime, it looks as though retailers will continue to look for cheap land with easy access to highways. Cabela's plans to open its 5th store in the Great Lakes region this fall. Its Pennsylvania store will be easy to spot, perched on 100 acres right off I-78 and Route 61. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Sarah Hewlett.